children are our future. And a big part of that future, a key to their future, is the kind of education they receive. So obviously we want them receiving the very best. Throughout Australia, the cutoff for starting primary school is still relatively varied state to state, but generally speaking, Australian kids are starting kindergarten around 4 or 5 years old. It's pretty standard, and we kind of seem to assume if that's the standard, well, that's probably the best way to do it. However, research suggests that there may be some alternatives to current education models. Joining us this morning on The Daily is Dr. Eva Dabuzi, Senior Lecturer in the School of Education at Curtin University. Eva, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program.
You're very welcome.
As I mentioned, kids in Australia are generally starting primary school around the age of 4 or 5 years old. According to the current research, is that a good decision? Is that sort of a wise decision, starting them at the age we've got them currently beginning at?
Well, that's a really good question, and the answer really is it depends. It depends on the child, it depends on the family context, and it depends on the school that the child will go to. So there are a lot of questions that I think the parents will need to ask and do vigilant research on before they decide where and when to send the child to school.
In countries like Sweden, kids are starting primary school as late as age 7. Is there some advantage to that?
Well, this is a historical decision in Europe generally, and I grew up in Europe. The children went to school at 6, 7 years of age. But there has been a lot of research done that early preparation is really important, and particularly preparing children for the knowledge economy is really important. And it depends on what kind of circumstances there are around the child. So child readiness research has really shown that some children benefit from staying home longer, whereas others benefit from having the extra engagement with other children in schools. So, for example, alternative schools like Montessori accept children as young as 3 years of age.
You know, it's not easy, obviously, for parents to see their young ones go off to school at really any age. You know, often brings a tear to the eye. How can parents actually decide if their child is ready for school? I mean, would there be some sort of test, some sort of litmus that they could actually measure children against to understand whether they are ready or not?
Well, yes, I think that it's a great question again. So child readiness is a primary, I think. We have to make sure that when we look at should we send the child, is it a family decision or is it a child decision? And the child's readiness should be, or the child's preparedness to go to school should become before family needs, for example. So child readiness can be developed. So a child can be made ready for school through the school itself and the schooling process itself. And children can, readiness is influenced by family factors, as I said, but it's really important that we put the child in the center of the decision.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say this would obviously depend on different factors such as the educational factor as well as the social factor and the like.
Exactly. So that's what I just wanted to say is, so it's really important that parents have a good understanding of the school's philosophy, the teaching style, the makeup, the programs. Is it play-based learning? What kind of pedagogical tools do the teachers use? What kind of policies do they have? And what kind of transition opportunities, events, and activities are there? Some of them are short-term and others are long-term. So it really depends. And it's really important for the parents to do some research beforehand and have a good understanding of the philosophy of the school. What is it that the school values? How do they deal with children? How do they accommodate diversity? For example, coming back to Montessori schools, because they are all over the world and they have such a great early childhood program, their orchestration is very rigid in the sense that they have great routines, and young children love great routines because it gives them security. So an understanding of the environment that the child goes into and the match of the home environment to the school environment is absolutely critical.
And just perhaps as a final point, I mean, other than understanding the school itself, from a very young age, what would be the best way, do you think, to actually ensure children are equipped for joining a school environment, particularly if here in Australia the age stays consistent around 4 or 5 years old? I know it is highly individualistic, but what is the best thing that parents could be doing to actually equip and prepare their child?
Reading to the child, socializing with the child, spending a lot of time with the child, and seeing how the child also reacts in a peer environment. So how is the child more introvert or extrovert? And if you have an introvert child, you want to provide opportunities to mingle with other children and see how you can support that child through positive interaction with the child and its peers.
Fantastic. Well, Eva, thank you very much. Really do appreciate it. It's a very important one, and I really appreciate your time on this one.
Thank you very much, John. Pleasure to talk to you.
That was Dr. Eva Dobozi, Senior Lecturer in the School of Education at Curtin University, speaking to us about the right age to send kids to primary school and equipping children for primary school as well. If you've got any young children that are going to be entering primary school, or you're thinking about the age that your kids are going to be sending to primary school, obviously a great deal to be looked at there as well.